This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
To Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A very happy Earth Day to you. Did you know that today is Earth Day, a day in which we commemorate all things related to environment and removing toxins from our surroundings, our homes, our offices, our rivers, our streams, our oceans, the air that we breathe, and indeed our bodies? And a little later in the program, this hour, we're going to take a look at whether or not your body is a Superfund site. And with some helpful tips on how to detoxify, we invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK, to make it a little simpler. You can call us. Already we have several callers, and we invite your calls today, this hour, or next. Lots of time to answer your phone calls. This week on another part of Intelligent Medicine, I guess it's the dark side of the moon for some of you who just listen on radio, but if you don't already realize this, we do podcasts. Podcasts are available from drhoffman.com. You can download them. There are five additional podcasts every week, and they provide additional health information to make you a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Earlier in the week, we talked to America's foremost integrative dermatologist, Dr. Alan Dattner, and we talked about natural therapies for skin problems, psoriasis and eczema and itchy skin and acne. And that was a fascinating discussion that you can download from drhoffman.com. Also, for those of you who suffer from multiple sclerosis, or if a loved one or a friend suffers from multiple sclerosis, a must-listen podcast. I devoted an entire clinical-focused podcast to the subject of natural approaches to the treatment of MS. So check it out at drhoffman.com. All right. I guess one of the big news stories this week has to do with artificial sweeteners. We're learning more and more that artificial sweeteners don't deliver as promised. Yeah, they're sweet, and no, they don't have any calories. So it would stand to reason that you can guzzle them all day long without any adverse consequences. In fact, a perfect adjunct to your weight loss program, or say you have diabetes and you crave that cola beverage or that sweet flavor, and better living through chemistry. We've got these ultra-sweet synthetic chemicals that jazz our taste buds without delivering any kind of carbohydrate load. But it turns out, according to studies, that these are not beneficial for weight loss. In fact, they may, in some cases, paradoxically increase weight gain. We're not exactly sure why. We know that when you stoke your sweet craving and don't deliver calories, what may happen is that you're looking for sugar in all the wrong places. You don't get it from your cola beverage anymore, so you seek it out elsewhere. Maybe there's an overcompensation resulting in a failure to lose weight. Alternatively, some people have pointed out that these chemicals disrupt the microbiome, the bacterial colony that inhabits your intestinal tract. And when that colony is disrupted, it changes your metabolism and maybe causes insulin resistance, syndrome X, ultimately leading to weight gain and diabetes. Well, there's yet another harmful consequence associated with artificially sweetened beverages, and this came out this week. Gulping down an artificially sweetened beverage not only may be associated with health risks for your body, but also possibly your brain. Yeah, big study. American Heart Association's journal Stroke published an article about the relationship between consumption of artificially sweetened drinks and the risk for stroke and dementia. And the results weren't good. The study looked at 2,888 adults from, actually, no, it's more than that. It's with over 4,500 adults as part of the Framingham Heart Study. And what they found was that there was a strong association, not 10% increased risk, not 25%, but compared to never drinking artificially sweetened soft drinks, those who drank one a day were almost three times as likely to have an ischemic stroke caused by blocked blood vessels. Whoa. They found that those who drank one a day were nearly three times as likely to be diagnosed with dementia. Those who drank one to six, and believe you me, I've seen patients who just, they drink these beverages with impunity because they, in fact, I have to say that for all the good work that Dr. Robert Adkins did, one of the things he said was, hey, you know, if you crave sweets, you can drink some artificially sweetened beverages. He didn't have a problem with that. He did have a problem with NutraSweet or aspartame, but as a self-fame, he said, nah, no big deal, no biggie. But those who drank one to six artificially sweetened beverage a week were 2.6 times as likely to experience an ischemic stroke. So, of course, there's a response from the ABA, the American Beverage Association. They issued a statement saying that low-calorie sweeteners found in beverages have been proven safe by worldwide government safety authorities. Aren't you reassured by hearing that? Trust us. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. No problemo. The FDA, World Health Organization, European Food Safety Authority, and others have extensively reviewed low-calorie sweeteners, have all reached the same conclusion. They're safe for consumption. And I say that, maybe they should get back to the drawing boards and look at the evidence for potential harm. It's unclear what's going on here. The lead researcher on this, a Dr. Sacco, co-author of an editorial published alongside the study in the journal Stroke, said, quote, "We believe the pathways of which artificially sweetened beverages would affect the brain are probably through vascular mechanisms." In other words, they affect the circulatory system in some unknown way. So this, however, reminds me of the work that came out in the 1990s. There was a book entitled Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, by retired neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock. I interviewed him several times in the 1990s on my program Health Talk, the previous incarnation of Intelligent Medicine. And it was his contention that these artificial chemicals have a harmful effect on the brain. They act as neurotoxins, and hence the connection to stroke and dementia. It's not entirely clear whether that's the only mechanism by which they damage the brain, but yeah, he definitely was on the right track in forecasting that the tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of people consuming these beverages, falsely reassured that they were safe, were doing themselves irrevocable harm. And only now, after these beverages have been unleashed on the public for decades, are we coming to realize the potential damage that they cause. So there's no free ride when you get off sugary sodas and substitute low-calorie sweeteners. Clearly, there are potential problems with both. Okay, our number, 877-726-7625. 8255. We'll be taking your phone calls momentarily on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I want to share something that I've discovered that can be extraordinarily helpful for treatment of high blood pressure. You know, blood pressure, big problem for the majority of Americans over the age of 65. And a lot of people are dependent on medications. They all have side effects. So if you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. You want to find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. And, you know, really, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Now let's take some calls. By the way, our number 877-726-TALK. And let's talk to Mary in New York City. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm well. I hope you are, too. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and yep. I was on Synthroid for 2 years, and then I was switched over to compounded T3, T4, which I've been on for the last 4 years. On both meds, I felt really great when my TSH results went into like the 1.5 to 2 range, mm-hmm. and all at that target range, all my symptoms were gone, and it seemed like I reached, you know, my optimal dose. But mm-hmm. the problem is taking the dose that gets me to that target TSH, mm-hmm. I start losing weight. I'm hungry all the time, no matter how much I eat and how often yep. I eat. Mm-hmm. So my question is, if I have no other hyperthyroid symptoms at mm-hmm. the dose that gets me to that target TSH. Is it safe for me to be chronically underweight? Or should I consider taking something like low-dose naltrexone?
I think you're getting a little too sophisticated with the analysis here. So let me explain to our audience what's going on here. This is a patient who has the most common type of low thyroid or hypothyroidism, which is Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease which knocks out your thyroid. I mean, other causes of not having enough thyroid include having part of your thyroid removed or all of your thyroid removed, and that will cause you to need outside thyroid. But most folks who need thyroid have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's an autoimmune condition. So you got Synthroid, and, you know, many studies show that patients who are treated with Synthroid just don't feel well. And when they don't feel well, the correct alternative is to look for a combination of T4 and T3 because it's more natural. That's what the thyroid makes. Synthroid, it's synthetic. That's why it's called Synthroid. And it doesn't deliver thyroid in the natural way that your own thyroid delivers thyroid hormone. So what you're doing, though, or what your doctor's doing, is your doctor is looking at the numbers rather than listening to you and your symptoms. And while your numbers seem to be okay, it suggests that you're probably on a little too much thyroid, because a symptom of hyperthyroidism is that you're hungry all the time and you eat like a house on fire, but you can't maintain your weight. And so if you were my patient, the first thing I would consider is I would cut your dose back a little bit so that, you know, you're not on this treadmill of eating a lot and trying to maintain weight, but you're still underweight. And, you know, the other thing I'd point out that, you know, if you feel otherwise okay, enjoy your hearty appetite, and maybe you're a little on the thin side. But, you know, you're going to get a lot of flack because the average American is overweight, and they may make you feel self-conscious because, you know, you're thinner than they are, and they think you're wasting away or you got cancer. But maybe that's just healthy. Maybe you're just like the average person in, say, Vietnam, who's slim, trim, and healthy. But I would consider cutting back on your thyroid medication. Maybe that's
too much. We've done that several times, but the conundrum is that when I cut back, then all my symptoms come back. Oh. You know, then I get a scalp psoriasis.
So then you would require some additional testing and evaluation. I mean, one of the reasons why people are on a knife's edge with thyroid is I would look at your adrenal function. And when your adrenal function is off, then it's sometimes harder to get thyroid right. And sometimes patients who have a little bit of adrenal insufficiency, which commonly goes with thyroid, that can throw things off. Okay, check that out. All right, this item is from the New England Journal of Medicine. It points out a new risk factor for heart disease, and that is yo-yo dieting. Yo-yo dieting, we tend to think of cholesterol, blood pressure, weight. It turns out that individuals who have fluctuations in weight, in other words, they go up, they go down a ladder in weight, have a higher risk for heart disease. How much? Well, among patients who had the highest variation in body weight, 64% higher risk of a coronary event, 85% higher risk of a stroke, 124% higher risk of dying, 117% risk of a heart attack, and on it goes. Yo-yo dieting, not the way to achieve cardiac benefits. Short-term benefits, long-term hazard. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ral Hoffman with you. You can call us 877-726-8255 with your questions. And we've got Fran from Wyckoff, New Jersey. How you doing, Fran? Hello, Fran.
Oh, hello, Dr. Hoffman. I had a few abnormalities on my recent blood test, and I would appreciate it if you could explain sure. each of them and what I could do about it.
Run them by me. Yeah, but I mean, let's not go through your entire blood test. We want to focus. I think our call screener said you wanted to focus on cholesterol.
Yes. Yeah, I have all the numbers on that. Okay. I didn't know what hsCRP meant. I had a 7.0 on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what that is, it stands for highly sensitive C-reactive protein. And C-reactive protein is a marker for inflammation. And when you put an HS in front of it, it means that it is more specific to your blood vessels. And it is a cardiovascular risk factor that's very important because it may be even important than cholesterol. When you have inflammation in your blood vessels, it is more likely to be associated with not just the presence of plaque, but more dangerous plaque that's unstable, that can break off, that can lead to stroke or heart attack. So a score of 7 is too high.
Right.
And generally, we like to see that below 2 and better yet, below 1 or 0.5. Now, that sometimes is affected by other types of inflammation in your body. So if you have joint pain or if you've had a cold or an infection, sometimes that can skew the results. And then we repeat the results in a couple of weeks and it's coming back down to normal. So I don't know what condition you're in when you had the test, but if that's a chronic situation, we got to get the CRP down.
Okay. And see, I did have a urinary tract infection 5 days before I had the test. Did that affect that?
That definitely could affect that. That's possible.
Oh, okay, because I had to see the doctor and get my physical in. Okay. The other one was, what could I do about that, Doc? Is there anything?
First, let's see if it is indeed high when you're
done again.
But let's say hypothetically it is high. I mean, one of the things that helps, I mean, I actually wrote an entire article on, 18 ways you can lower your C-reactive protein a few months ago. If you go to drhoffman.com, you can look it up. But the main thing you can do is optimize your body weight because excess body fat causes inflammation in the body. But also things like fish oil are helpful. You can use curcumin, which is a natural anti-inflammatory. That can make a difference in C-reactive protein. Some studies suggest that a multivitamin is helpful because it covers a lot of bases. Magnesium is helpful at optimizing C-reactive protein, so take a good magnesium supplement like Jigsaw Magnesium. So those are some of the ways that vitamin D may have a beneficial effect. Certainly vitamin K2 especially has a good effect on blood vessels. So there's a multitude of exercise, but not heavy punishing exercise. If you do like a marathon and then you get your C-reactive protein checked, it's going to be high from the inflammation caused by the overexertion. But moderate exercise on a regular basis, that'll help to normalize your C-reactive protein. So those are some ways. So keep going.
The other one was the hemoglobin A1C. I had 6.1.
Yeah. Oh, boom. So, that's very closely related to your C-reactive protein because you're not frankly diabetic, but you're in that borderline zone between normal and diabetes. We call it prediabetes or insulin resistance, syndrome X. And clearly, there's some work to be done. You need to be on a low-carb diet. I don't know what your height and weight is. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, I'm 76, and my weight is about 170.
Okay, so you're 5'6". You're what?
I'm 5'6".
5'6", okay.
Yeah.
No,
I know
no.
I'm about
70, 76 inches.
Overweight.
76 inches is 6'4". you talk about your age or your height? Okay. Okay, so you gave me your age, not your height in inches.
Oh,
you're 5'4", and you're what?
5'6", and I'm 170.
So, boom, you're carrying extra weight, and that's going to cause inflammation in your body, and that's going to cause borderline blood sugar. It's real simple, real simple. You got to clean up that situation. Otherwise, you will be at cardiovascular risk.
So walking, get the weight down.
Yeah, more than walking. I like walking as a start, but I like, some additional aerobic exercise as you begin to become more used to exertion, and you need to get on a very low-carb diet. What do you have for breakfast?
This morning, I had arugula And I had an egg.
That's perfect. Perfect.
And I had green tea.
Is that always the
I'm pretty good on the supplements, but, you know.
Yeah, but do you eat any bread, pasta?
No,
do you
no,
have a lot
well,
of potatoes
I,
or starch or sugary stuff or juices,
no,
too much fruit?
Not really. No.
Not
but
even?
I have had. That's why I put on all that weight. I was 210.
Okay.
And
okay,
I'm trying to rectify things.
And look, kudos to you, because to go from 210 to 170 is
yeah.
that's marvelous. And it gets harder and harder because your body becomes resistant to weight loss. So I'm not here to castigate you. I think you're doing a great job. But thank goodness you already lost that weight.
Yeah. I'm on the edge of diabetes, and I don't want diabetes, so I want to do what I can to avoid it.
You're absolutely on the right track. So keep listening to this program for inspiration. Your breakfast is exemplary. I can't critique it. And, you know, as a result of consistency with exercise and diet and some of the right supplements, you could also take a supplement called CM Core, which is a berberine supplement. It helps to normalize blood sugar in insulin resistance. That would be helpful. That might be a good thing to use as an adjunct to your program. You can get it at drhoffman.com. It's a good supplement for people with syndrome X or insulin resistance. That might be helpful too.
Thank you for explaining all this. I appreciate it. I am on your website, and I think it's great.
Excellent. Take advantage of it, because congratulations.
I'll look up,
you're moving in the right direction already.
I'll look up that HSCRP. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we come back, you know, since it's Earth Day, we're going to talk about detoxification. And, maybe we can't control our environments all the time, but we can control our own bodily detoxification. So we'll talk body detox when we return. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It is Earth Day, and help us commemorate that. Joining us today from Texas is Marty Whittakin. She's a board-certified clinical nutritionist and best-selling author, host of her own nationally syndicated talk radio show, Healthy by Nature. And Marty's been an outstanding national leader in the nutrition industry, and she's served on the Bastyr University Board of Trustees. She's also an activist for health freedom. She's got a website, healthybynatureshow.com. And she offers a free newsletter, which are both great resources for you to check into. So Marty's going to join us to discuss how the fight for the health of our planet relates to our inner health. Welcome, Marty. How are you doing?
Well, good morning. So happy to be with you.
It's my pleasure. And Earth Day is really important observance. a lot of people, you know, think it's just another ordinary day, but actually Earth Day has been commemorated since 1970, right?
It has. This would make it, if the math is right, our 47th, and it's grown. There are now 193 countries that participate. Ample evidence. We have a long way to go, but a lot of people have oars in the water, kind of pulling in the same direction. It's encouraging.
Yeah, so it reminds us that it's important to protect and preserve our external environments, but... you know, there's a lot of environmental insults that are beyond our ability to control. So how does this relate to our inner health? And is there a bulwark we can use against environmental insults?
Well, it is huge problems. However, individual choices really do make a difference. Something as simple as... An example where what we do helps the environment is when we can buy organic foods. And I, on my own radio show this morning, I guess it's afternoon where you are, but in my show this morning, I also talked about Earth Day, and I put some resources in the description of the show, one of which is EWG.org, the Environmental Working Group. It's a place where you can go and find the 12 foods. Sometimes you're surprised to find spinach and strawberries and healthy foods on that list that are the most contaminated with pesticides. Well, when we buy organic, or at least from local farms, and instead of the big industrial agricultural complex, we're saving our bodies from the pesticides, we're saving the farmers from the pesticides, we're saving the environment from the pesticides. So, and then we could do a whole show, which I've done before, on the impact of agriculture on climate change. It's a bigger problem, really, than the coal-fired power plants and the SUVs and the petroleum industry. Is how we have destroyed the soil, where we keep all of, should be keeping a large part of the carbon that goes into the atmosphere. So individual choices do collectively have an impact, and I like to start with those where it's a win-win-win, and those are a couple of examples.
Right, and this is it's a bipartisan political issue. We can vote with our consumer dollars, regardless of
exactly.
which party in Washington we support, which doesn't seem to make all that much difference in the end, does it? So, you know, when it comes to our body's detoxification systems, I know I've interviewed you in the past, and you're a big fan of glutathione. Tell us about the role of glutathione and how can we augment that?
Not only glutathione, but just in general, our gut bacteria are maybe the most important detoxification route. Us nutritionists, talk about the phase one, phase two chemical pathways. Our probiotics are a whole other detoxification pathway. One of the key detoxifiers is glutathione. It's a master antioxidant. It's a great detoxifier of pesticides and organophosphates and so on. And there is a microbe, a particular one, we'll call it for short, ME3, that creates glutathione in the body. It's not something we can very easily take as a supplement because it doesn't get through the system, and it's very expensive. People get IVs of glutathione because it's a master antioxidant that takes care of all of our other antioxidants as well, including
the CoQ10. As for that, you know, I've been a little skeptical of some of the glutathione supplements because, you know, they may do some good, but they basically get broken down by the digestive system. And they don't deliver the glutathione where it needs to go, which is within the body. But you're saying that a probiotic strain can help support glutathione production within the body?
It can. It can create it, and it can reactivate it when it gets kind of used up, it can make it active again. And the amounts that it's changed up to over 40% are pretty amazing. And this Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, for short, that's contained in a product called RegActive, is very powerful at doing that. And it just, it plants it in your gut and creates this little glutathione factory. We don't hear about glutathione as a supplement for the reasons you just mentioned. And so it's very underappreciated. People just don't realize how powerful it is.
And I'll mention that, you know, for our listeners, we have a special Earth Day promotion on today's broadcast, is that the first five listeners that email our show today at radioprogram@AOL.com, write that down, radioprogram@AOL.com, and reference RegActive Earth Day giveaway. RegActive is RegApostrophe ACTIV, RegActive Earth Day giveaway. We'll receive a gift box with samples of RegActive and the basic Dr. O'Hara's probiotics that we've been talking about for a long time here in this program, courtesy of Essential Formulas, Inc. So it's radioprogram@AOL.com, RegActive Earth Day giveaway. The RegActive comes in different flavors, actually. I mean, different types. There are different subtypes of RegActive. Can you explain that?
Yes, exactly. The folks at Essential Formulas, who first imported Dr. O'Hara's from Japan, found this substance, or this probiotic itself, the organism, in Europe, where it had been studied for a couple decades, decided for the American market it would make sense to combine it into three different products, one for detoxification and liver, one for vitality and immune, and another for cardiovascular. Actually, the organism, the ME3, works on all three of those, but they put other ingredients well known to support either immune system, cardiovascular, the liver, and so on into it, so that you get more help in that particular direction. So you don't have to maybe take two or three other things if you're really trying to jump on that particular aspect of health.
Who's a candidate for taking this? Are there any particular subtypes of patients, or do you have a lot of your clients taking RegActive just for prevention?
I think people who want to be healthy, that want to slow down the ravages of aging. If you read the paper, and like yesterday they're talking about all the Dow Chemical and all these other companies want the government to stop paying attention to the studies about the damage of pesticides. And so we're all subject to it. So all of us need help detoxifying and protection against all of this insult of modern progress, where we just throw chemicals, 70,000 of them, into the environment and only study 1,500, and never in combinations. I can't think of anybody. I mean, people who just don't care about being well, otherwise everybody could benefit.
Mm-hmm. Now, so the Essential Formulas has rolled out this new product, the RegActive series, the three different products that you mentioned. Does that supplant Essential Formulas for a lot of our listeners who, you know, rely on Essential Formulas for like their daily probiotic?
I think Dr. O'Hara's provides a perfect place. If you think of it as like a garden, Dr. O'Hara's helps keep the soil with a wide diversity of microorganisms that hold water and make the nutrients available. RegActive is like you plant your favorite vegetable in that garden. You need both of them. One is more of a foundation. The other one is just foundational in a different way, because it's continuing to produce this glutathione master antioxidant. I say people need to do both, and if you can't do them, afford it, both of them every day, then alternate. But I think they both make a giant contribution to health.
Okay, so I'll mention our special Earth Day promotion. The first five listeners that email our show today at radioprogram@AOL.com will get a gift box with samples of RegActive and Dr. Hero's probiotics, courtesy of Essential Formulas, Inc. And we'll know who the first five are because there's a time signature on email. So that's how we'll know that it's the first five. And we may get hundreds, but I don't think we can give away the store and just provide that many free samples. So the first five. Okay, so the theme here, generate your own glutathione with RegActive. Where's RegActive sold?
It's in most of the fine health food stores across the country. Because it's new, you can go to essentialformulas.com and look at their store locator, or ask your store to carry it, because they should all have it, whether they do now or not.
Last I checked, it's Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide, and also available at Amazon.com, so you can get it a variety of ways. Thanks for joining us, Marty. Happy Earth Day.
Well, happy Earth Day to you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Thank you. Take care.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.